Blog Talk Radio.
It's pregame radio, live from the planet of Brooklyn.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It is Saturday, January 8th, 2011, 1 week into the new year. What's going on? Of course, you know it's pregame radio. I'm Brooklyn Black. Shout out to Applebee's, Queens, Center Mall. I'm hijacking a Wi-Fi, but it's free, so they're just letting us rock. You know, I got caught up at work a little late, and they've been gracious enough to let me use their Wi-Fi, even though I'm outside, so therefore y'all don't hear the craziness that's going on inside with the Jets game. Shout out to the Seahawks who won. Happy birthday, Miss New Shoes of MFIR Radio. She's celebrating her birthday today, and she's still working. I know her show is wrapping up in a little bit. So happy birthday to her. Shout out to her and everybody over there. Breaking news, man. Breaking news came across my news desk. March 15th, Mark Zuckerberg says he's going to shut down Facebook forever. It is going to be gone. They're saying if you got pictures up, pull them out, save them to your computers and all of that good stuff. Because after that, you won't be able to get them back. So we're going to go on that for a little bit. And we got Days coming out of the Bronx. He's going to be stopping in today. He's our featured artist of the night. Also, we got a Twitter funny man, Darnell Wright, and the number one producer coming in a little bit. And we got Dumbass of the Week, everything like that. And we're just going to keep everything going, keep everything moving. We're going to come right back, pay some bills. I'm going to get into the joint that most people like it. It's Poe Dillinger, Love So Cold on pregame radio, and we'll be back in a minute. That was Pro Dillinger, Love So Cold. Shout out to the New York Jets for winning a wild card game. They're in the playoffs, baby. And I'm real psyched about that. You know, so massive shout out to them. What's going on out in your world today, man? Call us up 347-857-4302. As always, Lady Steelers in the building. Let's get in the room. Don't need to know user info. Once again, this was supposed to stay messing with me, guys, but, you know, bear with me. I got it. Lady Still, what's going on?
Am I in now?
Yeah, you here.
What's up? I have a bone to pick with you. That is a false story, so do not report it. Facebook is not shutting down.
Oh, Facebook isn't shutting down?
Of course not. If you did not hear it on a credible news site, then there's no way. Take those things with a grain of salt.
Well, the credible news site that I got was Weekly World News.
World News. Yeah, that's not credible. That's like a third world website like The Onion or The Chive where they make false stories. You've never heard of that site before in your life.
Never in a day of my life. True indeed. Other than that, what's going on with you?
Nothing. Busy like always. I'm ready to get in. Yes. I'm ready to hear what Days has.
What was that?
I said I'm ready to hear what Days has for tonight.
Oh well, we got some joints in from him. Waiting for him to get in on checking in a little bit. And hey, whether he calls in or not, I'm gonna spend them joints anyway because I heard a couple of them real nice, real good, and everything. Let's see what else. What's up? I got an event, but go ahead.
Okay. For those that are members of our group on Facebook, we just had a link posted up for serious inquiries for artists, if you know your music is good, for the Best of the Best concert during Memorial Weekend in Miami. So definitely check it out.
Okay, that's what's up. So Memorial Day weekend, Best of the Best concert. If your joints are good, like, come on, if you've been a sweep on Keep It a Sweep It, or if your joint never got played from beginning to end on pregame radio, or, you know, we just wasn't feeling it, don't get on there. It's a good thing I addressed that because during the sweep, during the pregame radio group, something like that came about. You know, the main thing about pregame radio and the group and the fan page, anything that got pregame radio attached to it, we're all here to support and uplift. Now, support, that's not meaning we're not going to kiss your ass and be yes mans and be like, yeah, that shit is hot, yeah, put that shit out when you should have
started. You know what, even if we wanted to do that, the members in the group won't allow that to happen anyway. So, I mean, you're going to hear the truth regardless.
You know, so that's not what we do. That's not what
just
we do. How we
same
do
members are pretty much your potential audience that, you know, you would be attracting or trying to buy. So don't downplay what they may say. Like, take it in stride and either go back and work on your stuff or go away. I don't know. But just don't ignore what's being said.
There's an artist, he's been on here a couple times. He goes by the name of Marco Cash, and he takes that shit to heart. Like, he's a breathing example of going back to previous shit and coming back. First time he came here, everybody, like, it was, I felt bad for him because they ripped him a new one. You know, like, yo, come on, what are you doing? What were you, yada, 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 da, 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 da. And he felt, you know, he took all the constructive criticism, fell back, went back to work, and he was like, yo, Black, I got some more stuff. Can I come through and let you guys know? All right, cool. He came back, and everyone noticed the improvement because we all said it. Yeah, you're getting better, but you got more shit to work on. So now, he done fell back again, and he's telling me by February, March, he'll have something else to come back with. So, and that's really how it is. You know, you got to revamp your game and come back with it and bring it up, because if you're just going to get upset when someone says, yo, your shit is whack, then you don't need to even try to get your shit on radio. You don't even need to step in the booth. Because this game, especially you trying to go mainstream, Hot 97, record labels and all that, they're going to give it to you worse. Like, they won't even entertain your song. Like, they'll hear the first 2 seconds of the beat and say, okay, we'll call you and throw your shit in the trash. You know? So if you take, like, you got to be able to take the stuff from us, the people in the underground. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're not mainstream, but we represent your core audience. We represent the people you want going to your concerts. We represent the people you want buying your album at Best Buy, Tower Records, Target. Is Tower Records still open?
I don't know. They took it back to Tower Records. I think the last thing I bought from there was a karaoke machine. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But we represent that audience that you are trying to appeal to. You want us to buy your shit. You want us to believe where you're coming from. You want us to think that you relate to us.
Download it and pay for it, you mean?
Whatever. You want us, you know, you're appealing to us, and that's who we are. So that's what we represent. And that's what we have. So you got to tell us, if we're not feeling your shit, you can't think of going mainstream. That thought can't even hit your head. You feel what I'm saying? But like I said before, I had an event. It's an overnight trip, Mohegan Sun Casino and Resort in Connecticut. If you want to go, drop an email at dierichladies@gmail.com or straight drop a line to me, and I'll give you a direct line to the person. It's overnight trip, like I said, to the casino in Connecticut. Food, liquor is all included in your ticket price. So hit up dierichladies@gmail.com to get ticket info, or hit me up and I can give you a direct link. Of course, you know how you get at me, brookenblk@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter. From now, hey, Facebook is always gonna be here now. I guess dumbass of the week would be. Me and a whole lot of other people believe in that shit, because I'm not gonna put a certain somebody on blast, but they broke it to me, and she was like, "Nah, this is legit. This is for real." Because I was on the show like, "Nah, no way he's gonna shut down Facebook. He's too much money to shut down Facebook."
Did or not? Listen to the pregame radio room, and if it's not posted in there, 10-1, it's not. What's up?
Oh damn! So now pregame radio is one of your sources for real true news. If it happens and it's real, it goes down on pregame radio in the group. So if you're on Facebook, if you're a friend of mine, Lady Stales, Ebony, hell, just search pregame radio. Join us up. See what you got. See what we got to say. Contribute. Ask you, because most of the times, you know, Lady Stales, she throws up the serious news stories and things of that nature. I mean, you know, I'll throw up some stupid shit, you know. That's pretty much what we do. Like I said, pregame radio, I'm bringing it to you live from Queen Set them all right outside the Applebee's because I'm hijacking their Wi-Fi. Ebony, what's going on, man?
Yo, son, what's up?
What's up?
I was having some technical difficulties. You might hear me go in and out, so... Just know that it's a technical difficulty, and I'm still here, though.
All right,
peace, everybody. What's good? I missed the first 10 minutes. What happened?
Yeah, you missed Lady Steele calling herself picking a bone with me because I broke, you know, because I had reported the alleged Facebook shutdown in March.
Because you what?
I have reported the alleged Facebook shutdown that's supposed to go down in March. That's not happening.
Yeah, well, I told you that, you idiot.
You told me. You know, but like I said, Lady Stills just came in ready to take my head off as soon as I finished saying the sentence. So I was like, okay.
Because you broke it as breaking news, and you know how many people are probably listening? Like, this man is bullshit. Like,
yeah, this dude called me talking about, yo, son, you heard the news? I'm like, nah, what news? Yo, Facebook is shutting down. For good.
And like I said, I was not, you know, just out of respect, because I don't want you guys to go in. You know, I'll take all the heat for a fuck it, but it was sent to me by another source, and it was 9 out of 10 reliable sources that I rely on. So I was like, she ain't bullshitting. So I checked, I read the story, and it's, you know, shit seemed legit. You dig? So I was like, all right, damn, this is what it is, damn, it's fucked up.
That's some bootlegmediatakeout.com site you was on. I don't even remember the name of the ship. Okay, but look, it ain't make me no never mind. I'm like this. As long as they got the same apps on MySpace, I still remember my password.
Yeah, see, people like that. Okay, so this is how we're going to, if Facebook were to actually shut down, like if this story was actually true, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, besides you have, because, you know, you got MySpace, Black Planet, and all that good stuff. So you have
I deleted my Black Planet, son. That shit was a meat market, son. I didn't like that. Everybody up there, they just was interested in dates. Yo, that was not cool, man.
Black Planet turned into some hood Uncle Luke booty clapping hookup type deal, like nasty, like what tagged is right now. But just like,
oh man, oh, I gotta delete my tag page. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay, so pretty much I want to get caller input and all that good stuff. 347-857-4302. If Facebook were to actually shut down, because now everybody uses Facebook, we, from corporate America to the dummy down the block, everybody uses, you know, everybody uses Facebook now. So if Facebook were to actually shut down.
Well, my real people, my real friends, I have a way to get in contact with them, a real way to hear their voice or to see them other than Facebook. So, I mean, you know, if we wasn't cool like that, you know, we wasn't cool like that. That's all.
So, Lady Stella, if Facebook were to shut down, like, would you still be able to function? Like, you just have your Twitter and your
Facebook shut my page down 3 times already, like over 5,000 people gone. So, I mean, I'm still living, right? Besides,
why did they
do
that to you?
Because I have haters. I guess now all the controversial shit that I say is contained within a private group on Facebook, so the outsiders don't get to see. But I was being recorded for explicit language and sexual content and pornography.
Wow.
And
that's crazy.
I had emailed about or whatever. She had an attitude, and I guess she wanted me to kiss her ass because I wanted my Facebook page back, but I didn't. So she was like, yeah, I don't care. It's final. You're not getting it back, and we won't be discussing this anymore. So I'm like, okay,
whatever.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Like a...
because it was, then again, no, it's not, because, no, stop. Get into it. What I remember is, shut up, son. I remember one time I put a picture up. I guess they found it to be objectionable. And, like, the next day, like, I got up and got online. I was like, hey, where did you come from? That's not what I had up. And then they sent me some little funky-ass message talking about I had up a picture that, for whatever reason, was inappropriate, blah, 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 yada, yada. So I'm like, out of the billions of people.
Yeah, because somebody has...
How did you zero in on me?
And that's what I wrote. I'm like, you know what? Every other day I'm being tagged in somebody's high-heeled Jordan album or some Asian chick's, you know, photo album. They're obviously spam, yet they're running rampant, and you are mad because I have a picture of a guy with a tampon in his mouth. Okay.
What the fuck? How do you have a picture of a guy with a tampon in his mouth?
No, that's
you know what white people do when they get drunk, like.
Oh man, that's just. Oh man,
you know,
I'm sorry.
Mad white people, like, isn't she white?
Wow. I have no idea what to say about that, but and I said since the ladies are coming through today, as always, I'm gonna hip you guys onto a another female MC. Of course, I played on here before. Persia from the White Rapper Show. She's repping Far Rockaway. Here's her freestyle. Persia Free Fans. We'll be right back with Dumbass of the Week. It's Free Game Radio.
Okay.
W Weird Productions, man. Let's go.
I am not Little Kim, I am not Nicki, I'm the porcelain guy, got a lot of shit with me. Thick bitch, rock a lot of pink Biggie, and I got the whole motherfucking farm hot with me. Bruh, I ain't no Dungeon Dragon, I'm a front yard pit bull bitch and spazzin'. Fuck, I look like copycat in the next chick, got the game flippin' like a motherfucking sidekick. Man, I said it, sidekick, you know, Timo, top 5 pick. I am the best of the bunch, shout out the ego trip, man, they must have had a hunch. I will rip you, cripple you to Nexus, hang a blue sign in your brand new Lexus. Hollow point flow in my mouth is the eagle spit. Food for thought and bitch, I will feed you. Here's the taste of the spoon, I ain't going nowhere, so you better make room. Roll a red carpet, call the diamonds. Tell Jazz and Clue they better play my tunes. I'm Jay, this is Reasonable Doubt. I was spit to my mouth on the verge of a drought. I'm the queen of the rap shit back from vacation. Bitch, I'm sold out, don't make me get the Haitian. Ruh, ruh, I ain't no Dungeon Dragon. Ruh, ruh, I'm a pit bull spazzing. Ruh, ruh, I'm what the game is lacking. All these dumb bitches all on the radio battling. Ruh, ruh, I ain't a Dungeon Dragon. Ruh, ruh, I'm a pit bull spazzing. Ruh, ruh, I'm what the game is lacking. All these dumb bitches chosen by God. Baby Eddie Smith can't hustle no more. I will drop off with my way through the door. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. I'm so on the grind, I'm ahead of the plan. Mrs. Don Peace, they call me 4 grand. Feel a breeze when you walk in the room, you're a fan. I'm a white girl gunning. Pop the blue pill, now I'm up and straight coming.
I'm coming.
I deal in the dealings. Love it when a hater hates me. Catch feelings. Keep yapping, I love it in the gutter. Most you'll ever be, you're somebody, baby mother. Toast me, I'm an asshole. Pretty fat bitch, this here is a bankroll. And you're a wet food stamp. Hold back, slut, you a lady in a tram. 5-star, come on, the birds get amped. I lose weight, besides that, I'm a champ. Silence, you in the presence of an OG. If I had a dick, you'd be steady trying to blow me. I'm T.I., y'all motherfucking know me. I win, where's the trophy?
Ruh, ain't no Dungeons Dragon. Ruh,
I'm a pit bull spazzing.
Ruh,
I'm what the game is lacking. While these dumb bitches all on the radio battling.
Ruh,
I ain't a Dungeons Dragon.
Ruh,
I'm a pit bull spazzing.
Ruh,
I'm what the game is lacking. While these dumb bitches all on the radio battling.
Yeah, we are back live pre-game radio. That was Persia's Revenge. I said it before, I said it again. I dig it, man. You know, I respect her. She's straight up and coming in as a female, and she still got that hungry grit. So, you know, I dig it. So as far as she keeps coming out with hot shit, I'm going to keep rocking with it. Yeah, what's, you know, it's that time, the favorite time that everyone looks for, everyone asks for, a dumbass of the week.
For the second week in a row.
Get the fuck out of here.
Our dumbass of the week. Wait a minute. Hold on. Who was our dumbass last week? Didn't we have a dumbass dumb off or something like that? Okay,
because
it was the mayor's office again.
The 11th. We were.
The mayor's office again for this time overcompensating for the 2 inches of snow we got by putting everybody on snow detail. Meanwhile, this is going on the second week, almost the third week in a row, there's been no recycle pickup, okay? This is what I'm curious about. I don't know about you guys, but over here in Brooklyn, we haven't had any recycle pickup since the week before Christmas, right? Because Christmas was on, what, that Friday or something like that?
Christmas was
Saturday or something like that, right? Okay, they didn't come that Thursday, all right? They didn't show up that Thursday. So from Christmas to now, there still has been no recycle pickup. So once again, thank you, Mayor Bloomberg, for showing that the little people still can win in the end, because these guys are making you look stupid and they're doing a really good job of it.
They're doing an awesome job.
They sure are.
So call us up 347-857-4302. Oh, wow, look, all right, we got a caller. Your last 4 digits is 9195, and you are live on pregame radio. What's good? Hello, caller.
Caller.
Hello. All right, we're going to leave her in the call room and get back to it. One thing, I just checked the pregame radio page. Omarion finally come out being bisexual. Who was surprised?
Wait, say it again? What happened?
Omarion, he came out as being bisexual. Who was surprised?
He did?
Still developing.
Yes, he did.
He did? Really?
Developing bullshit. he out. All right?
Did he really say I like guys?
There is an unconfirmed official statement floating around.
See, come on, Dan. Come on. See, no, I need confirmation.
Come on.
I need something
unconfirmed
official.
Official statement. Come on. If I'm not mistaken, it was even broadcast on his Twitter. So you can't
get
more official than that.
I have Twitter, but I'm not on it. So did he do
his,
that? And I don't think I'm following him.
I think
that whole little crew they were in, all those little dudes stemming from Marcus Houston when they were, what was the little group he was in? They were in?
Immatures.
I mean, that whole, you know, I think not so much immature, but all the little groups that stemmed from that, all those little dudes involved, you know, I think that was just something that they all were participating in. You know? And I don't know why, you know, I think they're all free-spirited like that.
Oh, free spirit.
Like they're free spirit.
Free spirit. That's what we're calling it now. Free spirit.
Free spirit like that. You know,
I believe if Raz VA starts spewing all of this BS and whatever, we wouldn't have heard shit about it. You know what I'm saying? But I think if that is
Raz V. Come on, that's the gayest name in the world, Raz V.
Now, like I said, that may be the case. You know, I'm not, you know, but
nah, son, we gotta get some confirmed reports, though.
We get confirmed reports. Hey, like I said, my Twitter's been blowing up about it. I've been getting BDMs and people been saying, hey, he said this on his Twitter, but I refuse to follow him just to look at his timeline and see that shit.
It's on his Twitter. What happened is a blog site broke a story about him being gay. And it blew up on Twitter. And then he later, allegedly, he addressed it by making this official statement saying that he is
a bisexual male.
A happy and proud bisexual man. What do you say? Oh, he's like a man of God, too, or something?
that's kind of like an oxymoron. Like, I don't know. That's just me.
That's like what?
Yeah. Because he's like,
that's
he's a man
he
of God and he's a happy, proud bisexual or something. I don't know.
So why can't he be free-spirited and a man of God? Why can't he be both?
Oh, because the last time the free-spirited people were around God, he kind of destroyed their city. But I don't know.
Okay, well, that is definitely a discussion for
another show.
Another time,
but,
another show, because we're not doing this tonight, because we're just falling out focusing on the funny.
Just hold up, but for real, I believe that if anyone in their heart truly believes that God is loving and caring of all that he created, if he created it all, then he created them too. So he has a master plan. We just don't necessarily know it.
True indeed, true indeed. Let's get to a couple of calls. Let's see, your last four digits is 6486, and you are live on Pregame Radio. What's going on?
Oh, King J in the building. What up, Brooke? What up, Brooke?
King J, what's going on, man?
What's going on? What's new with it, man? What's new with it?
Man, you already know, man. New Year with Pregame Radio. Happy New Year to you, man. What's your plan,
yeah, like,
man? What's King J doing for 2011, man?
Oh, man, the takeover is here, man. It's here. Yo, we're going to start. My birthday is February 1st, so I decided to take over Club Amnesia February 4th. It's going to be big DJ Pro style, you know. DJ Sus 1, DJ Japanese D will be in the building to spin on the ones and twos. You know, it's going to be a big night. I plan on enjoying myself, having nights. I got bottles on deck. I already ordered the bottles already.
Wow, okay.
The bottles is already on ice. You know, but in any case, it's going to be real big. Down at Club Amnesia in NYC, you know, everybody, I want the whole New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, anybody to come out to have a good time. We at Club Amnesia. It's going to be real big. And right now I got a contest going on to any ladies out there that are listening on the radio. You can send pics to jrockforprez@gmail.com. I'm going to repeat, jrockforprez@gmail.com. If you don't know exactly which or what, hit me up on the Facebook, King J. Right now we're about to do a little contest for on the flyer and the poster. You know how, Brooke, you know, there's a ton of models out there already got a name that's on these flyers. So, you know, we decided, you know, A&R, because, you know, I rock primarily with A&R Beats. You know, that's my team, Diamond Custom Label. A&R is my team. They're A&R Beats, but they do A&R TV. They got A&R Graphics. So, you know, we decided to come together and just do it, solely. There's nobody else that's going to do nothing but us on this project. And so, you know, I got a contest going on right now. To all the ladies out there, send pics in if you would like to see yourself on a flyer, if you could see yourself on a flyer, the beautiful young woman, and, you know, you want to get your name out there, or you just want to ensure that you're going to have a good time on February 4th, because the winner gets a bottle of champagne, is in VIP with me and any of the other stars that will be there that night.
Okay, well, it is like you turn into a party promoter. Why haven't King J the artist? Like, what's the you
oh,
in the studio?
Oh, we ain't even going to talk about it, man. I got that lined up already. Right now in a mixtape, I'm going to think about naming it For the People. I'm going to call that For the People, you know what I'm saying? And then my EP is going to be Do Yourself a Favor. And I want all you guys to listen to it and really get an understanding of what hip-hop is about, what it was then, and what it is now. You know what I mean? I'm a real lyrical dude that can put some commercial spin on some things, and that could work beautifully to satisfy both areas. And I think that this would be very pleasing to those who hear it. You know, it's already
radio ready. So you're a lyricist, right?
Yeah.
All right, so give us 16 off the top, no beat.
Hit you with 16 off the top real quick.
Oh, man.
Yep, no beat.
What happened?
No beat, because there's people on here now that don't know who King J is, so this is your introduction. Do it,
introduction?
Man.
Check it.
Yes.
Let's say I'm on my way coming up. Elevator, escalator, hop on, hop off. Get a shot, better take it. So we made a spectator saying Jay can make it, and I'ma make it. So close I can taste it. Award show got the blazer with a tie to match. We as rappers should be defined by our raps. Not plans to buy for that. Didn't dare design the traps. Disguises for these guys, they whack. Leave them wondering how they got to where they at. On paths that's laid flat. I take the high road, got a better view, so I do what I better do. Do like a general, reaching for the pinnacle. No, it ain't no miracle, I'm just that lyrical. Chase a compactor, too many joints to do. Look at the scoreboard, can't see it from my point of view. Huh? You can't see it from my point of view. Huh?
All right. Okay. So, King J, right before you go, man, tell the people how to get at you, though.
Yo, once again, you can holler at me on the email is jrockforprez@gmail.com. All right? I repeat that. jrockforprez@gmail.com. Or you can go to Facebook, look up King J. I'm there. Easy to get at me. You can Google it. It'll come up. Go to Reverb Nation. You can get in contact with me through my page or through Diamond Cut Label page. And you can see what's going on, what we got going on. Right now, I'm actually working on performing Memorial Day weekend in Miami and maybe open up for Rick Ross, Gucci Mane, you know, a couple of big names and try to get this thing in motion. 845, stand up. We need a movement that's moving, and it's moving.
That's what I'm trying to say for 5 million being in effect. King J, looking on the check-in. Keep rocking with us, and we'll be back to you in a minute.
All right,
that's it. So we got to move right on to the next one. Your last four, 8523. You are live on pregame radio. Wait, not live yet. Oh, wow, like, homeboy, like, King J, he had mad energy, right? Shout out to him. Lady
Stella,
what you thought of his little freestyle right there, though? Did you like it?
I mean, I didn't feel like it was a freestyle. I thought that's what it was supposed to be.
Oh, okay. All right, 8523, I hope you're ready. We're going to get you in here. Wait, 8523, they hung up. So right to the next one, 8905. You're live on pregame radio. You're live for 8905.
Yo, what's good? Days is in the building.
Days, what's going on, man? He's in the
Yo,
building.
Yo, know what's going on, pregame, showing love, baby. What's going on?
Peace, what's up? All
right.
How's everything? Ladies still? All
right, so we got our feature artist of the night, Days, in the building.
Sir.
Days, this is your official introduction to the world via pregame radio. Let the people know who you are, where you from, what you bring to the table, man.
Definitely. I mean, I go by the name Days. I got my own company, GSD Worldwide Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? I'm starting my own movement from the bottom up, you know what I'm saying? A lot of hard work, dedication behind the work, but what I'm basically bringing to the industry is a whole new level of music, just bringing back the basic of reality, you know what I'm saying? Something that people seem to forget, you know? At the end of the week, you might not have enough for your light bill, but they don't talk about that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just bringing that real back to hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm basically trying to do. And basically provide others with the same, you know, that's going for the same dream, same talent, you know? If you have talent, you get shit done. That's what GSD Worldwide stands for. I mean, we get shit done. And you can check that out at GSDWorldwide.com. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here, you know what I mean? I speak through my music. You could just play one of my joints, and, you know. Gotta introduce
me.
All
right, so, matter of fact, that's what we're going to do right about now. You introduce the track, man. You know what you send me. What you want me to spin first?
Definitely. We could set it off with I'm Ill. It's a little sign off the mixtape State of Confusion I recently dropped on Christmas Day. Free download available at GSDWorldwide.com. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a little good treat. I mean, let's get into it.
All right, so we're going to get into it. I'm Ill, man. By the boy Days, man. Creek Emery to be
you
back.
You know, GSD Worldwide. We're in the building.
Yes, and we're broadcasting live still from Queens Center Mall. I don't give a fuck. We rocking here till 1 o'clock.
That's where the fuck we get down. Doesn't matter. Maybe we worldwide. Maybe I got
I'm Ill. I'm ill, 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 I'm ill,
I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill,
I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill,
I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm
ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill,
I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm
gave it out for
so
free.
So you're feeling real ill on that one, right?
you gotta stand by the statement of the song, baby. It's ill. You gotta be ill. If you ain't ill, you can't jump on it.
That's what it is. Lady Steele, what did you think on that track?
I loved it. I actually downloaded the mixtape too. I downloaded the mixtape, and yes, thank Marjorie because she is cool. She definitely believes in you, but everything from the music to the lyrics, like I actually believe that you spent time to think about what you were saying before you let it come out of your mouth, you know. And I appreciate people that actually take time to cater to their craft and are cautious of what they're trying to deliver, especially in the current state of hip hop. So, yes, you are appreciated and approved. And I'm sure later on when the ladies of MFIR Radio do come on, they'll probably love it too.
Oh, God, they take it off. You're coming back?
They're going to come and stop by. I stopped by them earlier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Big shout out to Miss New Shoes. Man, but before we go any further, I'm going to play the joint I got from Miss New Shoes. Late Night Contact. It's the birthday girl, so I'm going to do this for her real quick. And then we're going to get right back into it with Pre-Game Radio. And we'll be back. We're going to talk more about our dumbasses of the week, this whole Omarion thing, and what would you do if social networking came crashing down? So we'll be right back with Pre-Game Radio in a couple of minutes.
Back to reality.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
You got, I need to detour. Cause your back down, what you fronted on me for? Pack good GCP with she store. Up, so I throw her down and deep floor. Beat it up at the she store. So you can't pull her while you on that court. Let me play with you with a contact court. You want that ball, put up a great fight. So I ate right, and got a straight night. I'm another lover for another late night. Or early AM, UT midnight love affair. Run any time that you're feeling dirty, play with. And I'ma go by that love affair.
Everybody live.
Yeah, we are back live, pre-game radio. You know how we do it. We got the homie Days repping BXNYC in the building. This is great. I love when the hometown, and when I say hometown, of course I mean Brooklyn, but I mean NYC as a whole, Brooklyn, Bronx, Harlem, Staten Island, Long Island, Connecticut, you know, Jersey, even though that's not the home, but, you know, tri-state area, you know what I'm saying? I love when I get that. I love when even Virginia, Texas, Cali, they send stuff in, you know, but when you get that stuff from home, you know what I mean? Like, if he says a block on the track, you know that block, you know what I mean? But we got the homie Days up in the building. Days, what's going on, man? Hold on. You still on hold? You ain't live yet. Hold on. Ah, you back in the room now.
Yes, sir.
Other than that, man, what's going on? What's the new project besides the mixtape? Like, what's up, EPs, LPs, music videos? You doing any cameos? What's new?
Well, right now, currently, I'm working on some music videos for some material off the mixtape, just to bring some visual to light. And basically, I'm working on my album, which I already have in the raps. I have a few of them, actually, but, you know, I'm going to go into them and pick and choose and work on some new material and basically drop a few EPs and some LPs and get into it. But my first project will be
Recording Me. Please do a video for the I'm Ill joint. Do a video for that. Fuck it, I'm with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm Ill definitely coming out. That's basically the first one I'm going to bang out with, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to come out with I'm Ill. And if you want the cameo, y'all are more than welcome. It's not a problem. It's just going to be in my hood, 183rd Bassgate, stand up. Y'all already know. So,
oh, come on, 183rd, yo, my G, I was working at the special on 188th in the concourse, man. I know exactly
what
you
ain't that far, so, you know what I mean? Just, you know what I mean, we got to keep it low, you know what I'm saying? And everything will be good. But, you know what I'm saying? I just want to shout out my production team working hard behind these projects, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Miguel Triple Cosme, which worked on the whole entire mixtape, put in extreme hours, you know what I'm saying? Dizzo in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? Hits with some productions. My cousin DJ Peter, Word Up Productions. You know, a lot of people put in a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have to, and they did because they believe in the movement. And I believe in their movement as well. So that's why everything seems to be working so good right now. So I'm just.
That's what's up, man. If you keep doing what you do, thankful. I mean, the way you're doing it, and I can say it because it's pregame radio will rock with your movement. You know what I'm saying? We believe
definitely,
in your movement.
Definitely. I appreciate it.
I mean, keep going the way you're going. We rocking with you.
I see pregame. They're keeping me posted. That Omarion shit flipped my mind earlier. You know what I mean? and then homegirl talking about the tampon and homie and all this Facebook shit. That shit was crazy. I was fucking out hearing that shit. I was like, oh, shit. But it's all love, you know what I mean?
Now, me personally, like, even going back to the Omarion thing, me personally, I don't even think that shit would have hit the woodwork or anything like that if Raz B ain't start talking about how Chris Stokes done touched his little booty hole,
you know,
and all this good stuff.
Honestly, to keep it 100, my G, I don't even want to get into him. Mention names I don't want to be mentioned next. Honestly, my nigga. You dudes out of control pointing fingers, B. I ain't even trying to get into that. I just said that's
what
started. You
know what I'm saying? But keeping it 100, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wouldn't even. We went Omarion who? Like, the last thing we heard of Omarion, he got dropped from Young Money after one of his songs got leaked. After that, we didn't hear shit about him until this shit came about. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, it just bugged me out, you know what I mean? Because now you hear the word, the song Touch, and it's not going to seem the same way as before, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
I mean, but as long as you have the right intentions when you sing it.
Yeah, now I hear that. I respect every man and his choice, but, you know, it just bugged me out. I didn't expect it. I was like, holy shit, you know? That's my opinion, but, you know, to each his own. I don't swim in them waters, so, you know, I'm good.
Pretty much. But real quick, we're gonna get into our pregame throwback. I tried to get this on last week, I couldn't do it. And honor of Tina Marie, you know, it was sad, you know, we lost her last week. Rest in peace to her. This is Square Biz, man. And for all those who are Nas fans and Foxy Brown AZ, the Firm fans, when y'all hear this, y'all gonna know where they got that shit from. You dig what I'm saying?
Word.
This is Square Biz, Tina Marie, and we'll be right back, pregame radio. Yeah. Yeah.
The other night I was at the
I'll Be Back's performance at Southport, and I was honored and blessed to, you know, get on the stage. I knew I'll Be Back since, you know, junior high, and we go back before the fame and all that, you know, him being heard. But, you know, he blessed me, let me get on stage. I did my thing, did my networking thing. But it was an honor that, you know, we keep it 100 and we know each other and we don't let all this bullshit get in the way, you know. The glamour life, like Pun said, you know. So
that's what's
looked,
up. So
I looked up to Pun, you know.
Would Pun be definitely one of your only influences, or did you have
I had Pun. I had Pun, DMX, a whole bunch. I just love hip-hop in the general. Well, Pun, DMX, like Mace when he was coming up with the Bad Boy. I was in the 90s, you know. I wasn't into 80s. I didn't really know too much, you know. I was more, you know, I was raised up on freestyle house music, salsa, merengue. You know, I'm Puerto Rican, half black on my father's side, Puerto Rican mother's side, and, you know, I was raised up with music my whole life.
You had a, you know, multicultural background, so that gave you a whole lot.
Yeah, basically I was open to all music, whatever, you know, the parents was playing or the neighbors was playing music loud, the Mexicans downstairs. There's always music somewhere, so, you know. I was always around music.
Now, would you be getting into that whole, not the whole reggaeton thing, but incorporating smashing and raps? Because homie name from Miami, Pitbull, he does it now, even though the whole reggaeton thing kind of faded from the mainstream in U.S. music. But I know down in the other countries, it's still popping. But
since
the reggaeton
is definitely
now,
popping.
So he had to start just putting Spanish in his regular raps. Are you going to be venturing into that, or are you just going to keep it straight funky, keep it straight street, keep it how it
now,
is?
I'm basically going to keep it straight me, you know, whatever I was, you know, raised on. I'm just be me, you know, I speak Spanish, you know. I can't deny my heritage, you know, so I have to be able to branch out and reach to my people, you know, and be able to speak to them as well, you know, and That's what I try to do. I basically try to reach to the masses, you know. If I could speak another language and learn it and do my lyrical shit, I will do it in Japanese. As long as I can reach other souls and other people and know what it is, you know. Everybody's blinded by the blame. They don't, you know, there's no more lyrics. All you got to do is jump around and make believe you're driving a car, a motorcycle, and you got a platinum hit, you know. So.
Straight up and down. We got Bays in the building representing the Bronx. So I'm calling us up 347-857-4302. We got the homie Darnell Wright, comedian. If you got on Twitter and you not following Darnell Wright, I don't know what's wrong with you. We're going to get back to him in a second. But Bays, introduce the next track I'm about to play for these people.
Definitely. This track was produced by Word of Production, DJ Pito. You know what I'm saying? We just whipped up real quick in the lab, Cash Flow Studios. Take Shots. Check it out.
Yes, Take Shots. Gaze in the building. GSD holding it down. Freaking ready to be back in a second. Yeah.
Taking all the shots, now we gonna get drunk. Get the party moving, now we gonna get crunk. A little bit of Hennessy, tequila, and rum. We get a little crazy, only way to have fun. We taking all the shots, now we gonna get drunk. Get the party moving, now we gonna get crunk. A little bit of Hennessy, tequila, and rum. We get a little crazy, only way to have fun. Shout, is it Patron or the Henny? The Goose or the Remy? I got you feeling loose, introduce me to Becky. So rock on the rocks, body shots on the belly. We had sex on the beach, not in the telly. Ave Maria, who drank the sangria? The party getting started, guess we gotta re-up. Margarita, sexy mamacita. Sweeter than a Malibu, Alizé and Anita. I'm hypnotic, I flow like moonshine. 21 shots of Cuervo, you try. I see you sipping Nouveau, girl, you so fly. I think I'm fucking out, I'm so Johnny walk by. I'm sitting in the back, but I'm guzzling the jack. Me and Jay Status, brandy on the lap. A little West Ray, like escape from the stack. Put the bar, bottle, bottle, full of shots. So we taking those shots, now we gonna get drunk. Gonna get crunk. A little bit of Hennessy, tequila, and rum. We get a little crazy, only way to have fun. We taking all shots, now we gonna get drunk. Get the party moving, now we gonna get crunk. A little bit of Hennessy, tequila, and rum. We get a little crazy, only way to have fun. Second round's on me, and the third's on P.
Patron and cheeks with a drink so strong that it slurred my speech. Still can't remember what I did last week. They say you tell the truth when you're drinking, but can you walk a straight line fine without tripping? Or can we converse without the stuttering and spitting? Listen, I guess you're just a drunk man tradition. Get your drinks up, now we hit the dance floor. Party forever, baby, this is what we came for. Get a little tips from my nigga Ludacris. How low can you go, mommy? You ain't new to this. Yeah, I see you moving it, girl, you know you're doing it. One night with me, next day you're moving in. OMG, she screamed while I was screwing in. Maneuvering, doing my thing, yes, I'm doing it. Little shots, now we gonna get drunk. Get the party moving, now we gonna get crunk. A little bit of Hennessy to heal our hand from. We get a little crazy, only way to have fun. We taking all shots, now we gonna get drunk. Get the party moving, now we gonna get crunk. A little bit of Hennessy to heal our hand from. We get a little crazy, only way to have fun.
I've been doing it for about 6 years. I've done the Comic View. I've done Last Comic Standing. I've done about over 1,000 shows, colleges and clubs. If you watch Ignorant TV, you've seen me on I Love New York, Part 2. I've done so much in my.
Wait. Yeah. What nickname did she give you?
She gave me the foul nickname, man. I didn't even want to. After she gave it to me, I was so sick to my stomach. I was like, yo, I hope I get voted off tonight. She gave me, Sweetie Pie. I was fouled out. I was. She gave me the foul name. The whole time I was so upset. But
that's awful. That's awful.
You're silly. What you call my I asked for a different name and she gave me that. And the only reason I did the show, I know people always ask me, why did you do the show? Did you really like her? No, nobody likes New York. Nobody likes any of the people. It's just I basically did it because it had 7 million viewers. It was like the highest rated cable show at the time until like Jersey Shore and all that shit came into play. So that's why
now,
I did it.
Now, was that season one or season two?
I did season two with like Buddha and Punk'd and all them niggas.
Okay, so you was with it and Jennifer Hudson's
yeah,
baby
I mean,
daddy issue,
yeah,
right?
That nigga's really crazy, son. And that's a really
crazy
dude.
I went to summer camp with the homie it. I went to summer camp with Kwame.
That's a crazy dude, son. That's a wild, wild dude. That's a dude that I don't give a fuck what you expect to hear, you're not going to hear it. Like, you could be like, yo, what's 2 plus 2? You'd be like, bitches and hoes. You'd be like, what? That don't even make any sense. Like, it's anything goes with him. Anything goes. It doesn't have to make sense with him. It's just he's just going to say it. He's that kind of dude.
And I agree with, because like I said, I don't know how many personally, and this was back when me and him was like 12, 13, 14, me and him came up, because me and Kwame, a.k.a. Ed. So definitely, I'm going to try to get him on here also so he can wild out.
Yeah,
just
he's
like
a
the homie D about to.
Yeah.
But D, you've been following the show. You already know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We talk about the whole Omarion being blasted type thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, me personally, if Rashmi didn't say nothing, Omarion would have kept his happy ass shut. He'd have thought, he'd have anybody think he was still kind of sexual and all that good shit. He would have never even said nothing about it. That's just my view.
See, how I look at it is like this. It's like, once you hear, it's like Antoine Dotson saying, yo, I'm gay. It's just like, when he said it, it was more of like, oh, okay, all right. It's not like, it's not like I'm fucking shocked. It's not like Barack coming out and being like, yo, I'm gay, I like guys. It's not, if Barack says it, it's one thing. Now, when Omarion says it, it's like, oh, okay, so is the Jets still playing tonight? It's just more like, let's move on. Like, it's not really that much of a shock. I mean, y'all all hung out with the dude that was paying y'all, Chris Stokes. I mean, if you pay attention to Chris Stokes, he looks like a nigga that been fucking little boys. He just looks like that. I don't know. That's how I see it. I mean, if you had to ask, if he came to my face and he'd be like, how do I look? I'd be like, you look like a nigga that fuck boys. That's what the fuck you look like. I mean, you don't look black. You look like a nigga that fuck boys. If you want to ask your race, that's the race I would give you. The nigga fuck boys race. I don't know. That's just how I see him. So to hear that Omarion is bi, I don't know. There's no such thing as bisexual when it comes to guys. If you ask me, once there's a naked dick in the same room with you, you're considered gay to me. That's how I feel. That's just my rules. I don't give a fuck how it happens. I don't give a fuck if you catch your girl fucking another dude and you just happen to run in there and you just happen to see it. That's just you considered gay. I don't know. It's just my rules. I don't, you know, it's my rules. You don't have to live by it. So there's no such thing as bisexual. When he said it, I was like, it doesn't make any sense. But that's how I see it. So him saying that he's gay or bisexual or whatever like that, I was just like, oh, okay, no problem. That's fine. I mean, we wasn't that shocked if you said you wasn't. I mean, I would have still had my opinion about him in the first place regardless. You know, you have your opinion. It's like certain people, like you see them and you're like, well, if he says it, I won't be that shocked. And it's like certain people, if you say it, you're like, what? You like fucking dudes? Are you kidding? Like, it would be like that. So he goes into the, oh, okay, I already knew that shit kind of section.
Like, that was something I don't know.
Yeah, it's not. I already knew. Nigga, you're not surprising nobody with that bullshit. That kind of shit. It's like that kind of surprise party where somebody already tell you. You know, they already throwing you a surprise party. You walk in the house and you be like, oh, surprise. And you be like, oh, yeah, ha, ha, ha. It's like that kind of shit. Like that. With nigga. So.
Oh, man, for those who don't know, we're about the pregame radio. We got our featured artist, Days, in the building. He's been blazing the show with the hot trash. We got Donnell Wright, who's killing us with the comedy right now. We got Lady Still, Evan, in the building. Call us up, 347-857-4302. It is now January 9th, 2011, 9 days into the new year.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask for everybody on the line, and I'll start with the first one that pops up, Days. So far, has 2011 been good to you, man?
Yeah, it has. It has been good. And hopefully it'll stay that way. You know what I mean?
But, Ladies, how has 2010 been to you? 2011, I'm sorry. How has 2011 been good to you?
It's whatever. I don't
know. Yeah, she don't give a fuck. Like, they're going to delete her Facebook anyway. She don't care. All right, so D, 2011, like, what's in store for you, man? What's the new thing? Like, where will we see you next?
I'm going to be... I'm sorry. I said Days. I'm sorry. I thought you said D.
No, D. I meant as Donnell Wright. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Everybody got a D in their name and shit. No, my fault. Hi,
D.
Me, you can catch me in Amherst. I'm going to be in Amherst. I actually am thinking about doing a show tomorrow. I could be at the Broadway Comedy Club. I know the comedian Jamie. He's a good dude. I can whenever I come to New York, they always give me they show me a lot of love. So I can easily do a show tomorrow. If I feel good, I mean, I'm feeling good right now. I might just pop up there and do a show tomorrow at the Broadway Comedy Club on 53rd Street. Show starts at 8:30. If you get there at 8:30, I probably won't get on until like 9:15. So if you come through and you don't see me, don't worry. I'll be there. I'm going to do it, but you got to chill
He's
out.
He's going to pop out eventually, guys.
Yeah, I'll be there. Broadway Comedy Club, 53rd, between 8th and 9th. It's a nice place. A lot of white people, so you know it's cool. You know, whenever you see two or three white people, you know it's good.
You know, good no shit. Nobody's gonna bump you.
Nah, it's gonna be good bread. It's good money. It's a good, nice place. It's in the bunker. It's like real. It's like down like two flights of stairs. You look like the world is gonna end. That's a safe place to be. But so it's a good place.
All right, that's what's up. But how is your 2011 going so far?
Fantastic.
One word.
Fantastic. We gotta take this call. 9437 is the last four of the digits. What's good? You on live with pregame radio? Is this Dave the Smart Guy? I think, yeah, that's definitely Dave the Smart Guy's number, but he don't want to talk. Dave, what's good, man?
Shit, can't leave.
Like he just got his phone on mute or something.
Maybe he's having technical difficulties.
Maybe.
Yo, can anyone hear me?
Yo.
Dave, smart guy, you there? There he is. Dave, what's
yeah,
good, man?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, sorry about that, man. Sorry I missed the first half. Girlfriend flew in. So she's whatever. She's sleeping, so I figured I'd hop on for a little bit.
All right. Name is like porn?
You what? Hop on the phone to hop on her.
That's what happened. That's why she fell asleep.
That's why she's sleeping now.
Yeah, that's why she's sleeping.
That's just fun. So, Dave, just walk out. Has your 2011 been good?
My 2011 has been fucking awesome, man.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Fuck, dude.
He had a better 2011 than everybody.
Fuck.
Shit.
Yo.
That's exactly what it is. That's what's up, though. But like I said, we got Dave representing the Bronx. We got starting out right, you know, bringing some fun to the pregame radio today, you know, because for those who've been part of the pregame radio group, those who follow me on Twitter, I wanted to bring the funny, you know what I'm saying, because we had a lot of, not tragedy, but it's just been a little melancholy type of, you know, the pack of weeks going into the new year, you know what I'm saying? So I want to bring some of the funny. I want to get all my listeners laughing, you know what I'm saying? I want to get them happy. So I brought Donnell Wright in. I brought my Dave the Smart Guy in because those who know Donnell Wright, he's the funny guy on Twitter. He holds shit down. Dave the Smart Guy, he calls on pregame radio. He gives us the political spin on things, but, you know, he's a funny fuck as well. So I just want to bring the funny onto the show. I just wanted to bring the funny, get everybody laughing, get everybody's minds off the whatever stress they got and everything like that. But also, it's been a great 2011 for me because starting Monday, a nigga got a new gig,
okay,
a new 9-to-5.
Yep,
I'm real happy about that.
No more crazy bitch.
Exactly, no more crazy bitch. Deuces to the simple bitch. I'm a Miss Queen Cinemore, so I'm kind of in here. I'm looking around. Because we're bringing pregame radio to you straight live from Queen Center Mall outside of Applebee's. They're about to kick me out the mall, though, because Applebee's is about to close. So I'm waiting for my homie to come scoop me up. I'm still his Wi-Fi. But we got to keep it rocking. You know what I'm saying? I still Wi-Fi. That's what I do.
So this guy, you got mobile radio? What is it?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We just all over the place. But I'm going to miss it. I'm gonna miss Queen Center because Queen Center it was a real cool, you know, cool area, not like Palisades Center Mall where some people are at. but it was real cool. It was laid back and the view was awesome. Like my store was right in front of Victoria's Secret and Lady Foot Locker. You know, I couldn't go wrong.
Okay.
But it just wasn't working for me there, so of course I had to pursue other endeavors and. One endeavor I started on Monday, so I'm real happy about that. And like I said, 2011 has been good to me.
Well, pregame is very nosy. What's the new endeavor?
pregame is very nosy. Okay. One, no one holds in-depth interviews but me. So I don't have to answer that.
She's trying to go on Wendy Williams on you, son.
So Wendy Williams on the CPM.
She can't go Wendy
Williams
on
the
CPM.
I'll break the news in the
group room. Because like I said, can't nobody hold no in-depth interviews in here but me.
But I report the news.
You report the news.
Well, it ain't going to be news, whatever, but still enough. We got to take this call. We got to talk to this person right here. Last four digits is 9195. 9195, you are live on Free Game Radio. What's going on?
Yo, what's good? GSB in the building, Miss Mandy, all day. What's good? And Marjorie.
Oh, wow, Miss Mandy, what's popping?
What's good, baby?
Damn. Yeah, what's good?
Yo, I can't
believe
it. Every time a female who's repping a crew, rep label, whatever, she calls in the show, like they call that show, like they kick in the door, like they police. Boom! Yeah, she in the building.
Always in the 4-4.
You know they come in on some
rock. She in the door without the 4-4.
I feel like she twisted her fingers when she said
and
that.
And they don't know, like, it's pretty much, I'm the only male here. I'm the only male here pre-game radio, so you ain't got to come on your feminist thing, you know. You can come in real chill.
Yes, because you still talk crap.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm going to talk shit anyway. It don't matter.
That's why they come in like that. You see? That smart mouth.
Wow.
Wow.
So Miss Mandy, what's going on with you? How are you tonight?
Hey, listen, I'm chilling here with Mark. It's not me.
Okay, if you have me on speaker, you have to take me on speaker because you're causing mad feedback.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, hello, is that better?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we got you. You good now?
That was Marjorie. They heard you. They said, oh, my God. And I just called in the show. Yeah, shout out to Marjorie. They said shout out to Marjorie. Anyway, yeah, just calling in the show. Dave, some love, know what I mean? Giving GSB.
Okay.
All that.
So you're part of the GSB fam. So let us know, what's your role in the whole camp? Like, what are you doing? Are you, like, the merchandising manager? Do you make sure, like, Dave goes where he got to go? Like, what do?
I pretty much do all of that. Okay. I'm his right hand. I'm his right hand girl. You know what I mean? I set up appointments for his, showcases. I'm doing everything. I'm working on my own stuff.
Girl.
I'm the go-to girl, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, so being the go-to girl, I'm not to cause any deflection, but what else are you doing? Like, are you trying to get something for yourself later on? Like, you're trying to build your whole thing, or you're just going to pretty much focus on Days and get him up there and get him out there?
Oh, we're working on a whole bunch of stuff right now, but mainly right now at this point in time is getting GSB's State of Confusion Days album out there, making hits and getting his name out there, you know? Gotta show him support and gotta show him love and get his name out there because he's what hip-hop needs. He's real. And I'm not just saying that because that's my dude, you know. I'm not just saying that
because
that's my homeboy. He's like my brother or whatever the case. I'm not saying that. Whatever, Marjorie.
Nah.
Do.
Wow.
Now, look, matter of fact, at Pregame Radio, of course, we have my co-host, my co-defendant, my right hand, Ebony, who doesn't like anything, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If she approves some or she likes it, it's definitely F. So we're going to ask her right now. Yo, F, right now, the two joints you heard from Days, how are you feeling about them?
Oh, shit, I don't know the number. Look on the phone. Who? I'm sorry?
Who?
We're talking about Ed. What's Ed at? Did Ed leave the room already?
Mm-hmm.
She definitely did. Oh, she must have been. She definitely left. But Ed is definitely one of those types that don't like anything. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I played
the
first joint.
Hey,
not even
that
she's a hater.
No.
It just takes a lot for her to like it. She's not a hater.
If she don't
like
nothing, then, you know.
No, not nothing, but it's a lot of people are putting out copycat work.
857-4302.
What the hell?
Yeah, somebody blasted somebody's number.
So, no, I was giving Marjorie the pregame number to call on the other line.
No.
Is she on the phone? She can't be on the phone and on speaker and shit. But anyway, I'll call the number 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black Freaking Radio. I'm broadcasting at Queen Set Up All. The lights is off. All the stores are closed. I'm jacking Wi-Fi. I'm waiting for my ride to get here.
Yeah, he's on the run eating. He's on the run eating.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, does y'all want me to cancel? Like, would y'all rather me cancel the show? Or just bring it to y'all?
No.
Rock your Wi-Fi.
We appreciate you more for this.
Rock your Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So,
a hunger for more.
But shout out to people after me. They want me on a bonus buffalo.
Wait, I got a question. You played a song a couple of songs ago, and it was like somebody was auto tuning on the chorus.
Okay.
Who was that?
That was Pro Dillers. I think I know what you're talking about. That was Pro Dillers or Love So Cold.
Oh. Margie said, "Oh my God."
Oh my! Like I hear Marjorie in the back. Tell her she ain't not talking so like that. She can call into and not be on speaker. Like you know what I'm saying?
She on my phone. You heard? She said I'm on her phone.
Oh, you? How you gonna be in the right hand and I have your own phone, son?
I do got my own phone.
So you gotta switch your phone.
But she called in to listen on her phone. I just didn't call.
Okay,
she was calling. Why call on my phone?
Okay, straight Debo shit. I respect it. Hey. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Yo, Dave, man, introduce us to the last joint because I'm not, what's the word, Spanish inclined, so I'll probably fuck around and pronounce it wrong. This song right here is called La Mujer. I basically did this for my Puerto Rican crowd, my Latinos out there. You know, it's a Spanglish mixture of both, so, you know, it's English and Spanish. So let's get into this shit. Before they hacked the Wi-Fi,
yes.
Let's go.
That would have been funny if you said
Wi-Fi.
The name of it was Uno.
Yo,
I'm not.
We got all right. Come on,
son.
Yo,
Ocho,
so
funny.
Kind of shit.
You know what would have been funny? Because he would have been like, I have no idea what this word means. Can you tell us what it means? And you'd be like, yo, it's Uno. And then it would have been hot.
Nah, and then like he would have been, I don't know, like La Mujeres or some shit.
Days is like,
oh,
wow, straight up.
Wow.
But we'll be like right back. La Mujeres, you know what I'm saying? Yo, BX, stand up, man. 183rd, 188, stand up, man.
Yeah. Las mujeres.
I'm
Hair Front. We're back for Get Ready to Rock. I would have thought the song would have been a little bit longer, but it was still hot. It had that, definitely that, that Pitbull, you know, down south shit. Straight up, it was hot, but I was waiting for Lil Jon to go, hey! You know what I'm saying? But, let's see what everybody has to say about that shit. Lady Still, what you think?
The exact opposite of Pitbull, if you ask me.
No, it was hot, but like I had that feel to it though. You know what I'm saying? I had like, cause you like, La Mujere, you know, don't nobody do that shit right now. But you know, Pitbull, you know what I mean? Not saying he's taking a style, but like I just kind of expected that Lil Jon to come in and shit. It was a crack track.
No, I didn't expect Lil Jon.
What I'm used to.
It sounds like one of those to me. It would be one of my generic tracks for when that time of the year comes around and Puerto Rican Day Parade is coming up and you're trying to get into your mood. Like, for me right now, my generic track is Tu Principe. I love that song, but I'm only going to be listening to it around that time of the year. So I have a couple of songs in my Rolodex. Even same thing with, like, Labor Day. I have my reggae, but for certain times of the year. So it's just one of those generic tracks I would rock out to.
Like I said, I'll rock out to it. But Lady Still during the Puerto Rican Day Parade, gonna be listening to that What the Kind of Fish Who's Berry shit. But
whatever.
We got Dave, we got Darnell right in the building. This dude, yo, he's been having me in stitches for at least a couple months, via Twitter, the Facebook and all that. He's been on top of his shit. So definitely we got 28 minutes left in show. I got a couple more jokes to get into, a couple more jokes we can cut into, you know, have some fun with anything like that. But, D, man, talk to us. What are some of your influences? Like, who got you, who wanted you to be, who made you want to be funny? Wait, hold on. Oh, shit, he's not even talking. Here he is.
Me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, I would say, like, my biggest influence, I would say is, like, a Martin Lawrence, like, when he was in his prime. I love Dave Chappelle's stand-up. I mean, his skits is absolutely hilarious. I mean, everybody knows it from his skits, but his stand-up is so intelligent, so smart, and I love that about him. No homo, you got to say that, just because, I don't know why, it's like, grown in my vocabulary. I like Bernie Mac and Cedric the Entertainer. I love all the comedians. I love what Kevin Hart's doing now. I love the fact that he's out there and he's killing the stages. You know, I love that about. So I like any comedian that gets up there and rocks the stage. I mean, it's not an easy job to get up and try to make people laugh, because everybody has a different personality. You have to deal with everybody's personality, getting up on stage, and you don't know nobody before you go up on stage, and you have to make them laugh. So it's kind of a tough job. So anybody gets up on stage and toughs out the crowd, I respect them.
So before you just even decide, like, yo, I want to be a comedian, did you hear that made you want to make that decision?
You know what? One day I was watching.
What comedy special was it? What movie that you saw? What was it that made you want to say, yo, I want to make people laugh for a living?
When I saw Kings of Comedy, when I saw what they did as far as the venue was concerned, because watching that kind of venue with four comedians that. Before, I mean, they were all known. Like, Steve Harvey already had a show. People knew of Cedric Entertainer, and D.L. Hughley had a show. But people didn't mainstream didn't know exactly what they did, you know, and how long they were doing it for. People just think when comedians come out, like, if I blow up tomorrow, people gonna be like, damn, this nigga is great. I can't believe he just came out. And I'd be like, fuck you. I've been doing this for 6 years. Like, the hell. So people think when you first see them, that's when they first started doing comedy. So when I saw Kings of Comedy, that was one of the joints that made me like, wow, look at this venue. They got like, I don't know, some crazy number, like 40,000, some wild number amount of people that was watching a comedy show. That's unheard of. A comedy show was watching that many people. So I was impressed by that. So I would say that Kings of Comedy.
We're going to get into some more with Darnell Wright and try to get him to get everybody laughing in some bitch, but we're going to take a call. And the last four digits is block. So they're 1111. You live on pregame radio. What's going on? How you feeling tonight?
Boost
1111. Block number. What's good? How you feeling?
What's up, man? It's number one producer, man. You hear me?
Okay. Yeah, we got you. What's good, man?
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm sorry I was a little late calling in and all that good stuff. But I couldn't get
You just straight up, nigga. You done called to a show that's been 2 hours running and calling with the last 20 minutes.
He's a southern Negro, though.
Hey, man, I got shit to do, Pimp. I'm trying to. And another thing, too, like, Darnell Wright is a comedian. I'm not a comedian, bro. I do music, and I wasn't trying to. I don't even belong on this motherfucker right now. Like, dude had me crying, laughing over here, talking about a homeboy being gay and all of that old shit. Like, I was just like, yo, I was intimidated like a motherfucker. Like, damn, we ain't doing beats on this motherfucker. I can't compete, man. You got a beat jumping off. I can fuck with him, but yeah, Darnell is a motherfucker when it comes to this shit.
Oh, good looking, man.
We have a good time. AKA Seth, you know what I'm saying? Like, I figured, you know, you get him because for those who don't know, who don't follow number one producer on Twitter, it's NUMBER, the number one producer. He goes in, you know what I'm saying? And he be, like, real funny. And then when I brought the idea to him, he was like, yeah, fuck it, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? So once he came with that, I was like, all right, he's going to bring the funny. Because this dude is, you know, that's what he brings, you know. So that's why I asked the number one producer to come through. But let the people know, what do you, well, they know you produce because you're a number one producer, but what have you done? Who have you worked with?
I worked with Beyonce, T.I., Luda. Matter of fact, Luda was on the first cast I met. I met Luda back when dude was working at Pizza Hut.
Wow.
Delivering pizza, and he used to come through my homeboy Scott Chris. Studio. That was my mentor. Nigga used to come over there smell like onions and mushrooms and shit. And that's where he got for real, that's where he got his break at. Like when he did that Fat Rabbit record, he did that record at my mentor's house first, and then he took the verses from that and he put it on the Timbaland track. So he was hustling doing his thing at Pizza Hut, and then he got the job over at 107.9. And when he did that, see the way radio works is like BDS spins. Like if you get a certain amount of BDS spins, they gonna fuck with you. So dude was working at the station and playing a song every 30 minutes. You know what I mean? So really, the way he did it was smart, and the record was hot. But technically, if the record had been whack, he still would have got on because he was spinning it every 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, he got on, did his thing over there, and that was how that kind of started. And, yeah, man, it's just like, as a matter of fact, Sierra, and that's an interesting story, too. Her dad drives a truck for Swift Transportation. And I was on his truck with him for 9 days. And the way I got a record placed with Sierra was I was fucking with him on the truck. He was teaching me how to drive and all that stuff. Matter of fact, to this day, he still drives Swift Transportation. And he called up a couple times, told the situation, and I went over there for like a New Year's party that they had. And then I did a joint with her. So, you know, but all in all, the way that it's been working so far, It's been cool, but, like, it's been a lot of ghost production that I did. I had a manager who was real slick. And for y'all who don't know, ghostwriting and ghost production is real. It's niggas out here that's getting money off of it. But it's a dirty game. Technically, it's a dirty game. I can't go on record and say what songs I did.
But not to go on record, but let the people know exactly what the ghost production goes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because they think they know what ghostwriting is and they know what ghost production is. But, of course, it's two different, you know what I'm saying, playing fields. Let's know what the ghost production goes with.
Well, exactly,
how that goes.
And I'll show you the technical situation. The way I was handed the game was like the chick I was messing with was in the game for a minute, and she knew certain people. So her thing was she had a connects, right? So she knew I had the talent, you know what I mean? She knew that she could make the records fly. What they do is they come to you and they say, look, we're going to make you sign this paperwork. The paperwork is a confidentiality agreement. Basically, you sit down and sign something saying you can't say what songs you did for who. You don't get any writing credit for it. Your name don't appear on the songs. You get paid, but you don't get no royalties. And that's the part that really sucks, if you want to know the truth about it. And the way she was doing it was she was getting me $50,000 up front. She would take 10 for what she called a consulting, and I do that with air quotes, consulting fee. And I would keep the 40. And she would go in there, take 100% of the publishing. She would keep 50 and give it to the other 50 to the producer that the artist wanted to work with. Say, and I'm just going to throw a name out there. I ain't going to say this is who, but we'll just say Timbaland.
Now, wait. Before he throws it out there, I'm going to throw this disclaimer out before anybody try to sue a nigga. He is not saying who it is.
Right.
He's just throwing an example out.
Right.
The game really was not saying they did work with this person or none of that bullshit, all
right? Right.
So don't fucking sue me.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Say, for instance, Timbaland, and that's just, you know, just throwing it out there, not saying that's who, but for instance, Timbaland, if the artist is inclined to work with Timbaland and she get a track from me and she go to Tim and say, yo, I got a guy who did this track. He gave us the rights to it. We're going to split the publishing down the middle. She keep 50 and he keep 50. He cool. He going to be with that because he getting 50% of the publishing and he ain't have to do no work. Plus, he getting a track placed with the artist anyway. So it's kind of a lose-lose situation for the producer because matter of fact, in my situation, when I stopped messing with the chick, I had to go back around and kind of make all those connections again by myself, and that's what I got on Twitter to do. I had to reinvent myself, you know what I mean? I changed my hair color and stuff. Yeah, for those who know, and for those who don't know, my hair is red with a blonde stripe down the middle. That is real. That's not Photoshop. So, for real, like, I had to do that so people would recognize me at the studios and stuff, like Doppler and, you know, over there at Dirty South. It's the thing that I did so people will recognize me. So now it's getting better. It used to be a point where they say, oh, she your manager? Okay, well, have her call us, and then we'll fuck with you. But I had to get around that. I had to grow around it and reinvent myself, and that's the reason why I did, like, the whole hair thing. But, yeah, it's kind of grimy, man. It's grimy. You get your money, but you don't get no fame off of it. And I'm just now getting a record bubbling underground. Matter of fact, just this last month.
Of course, you can't say nothing about it, so we ain't even gonna ask you.
Right. Yeah, but I will.
Dave,
I will.
Man, tell us what's the next joint we get into, man.
My bad.
Dave, what's the last joint we get into? Introduce that, man.
What, the next track?
Yeah.
Oh, there is no more. I sent you three.
Yeah.
I'll take
you. Wow.
It was L, and then there was a Spanish joint, and then there was the one with the nice beat in the middle.
Okay. So I'm gonna get into I'm L again. We got a couple minutes left, and I ain't gonna do that next. But definitely number one producers in the building. He's giving us some knowledge about the underground game, how grimy it could be, how crazy, how spicy. Number one producer, what got you into producer? What made you want to make beats? What made you fall in love with hip-hop? Because you're only, well, not necessarily predominantly dealing with that, but that's what you do mostly.
Yeah, you know what the...
So what made you want to get into making beats?
The strange thing about that is that I started out rapping. And I bought equipment for my younger brother, who was supposed to do the tracks. Like, he was so into doing beats, he would just sit around and do a beat on the table. And I would just rap. So he was like, yo, if I had a drum machine, you know, I'd do the beats and you rap. I was like, all right, I'll do that. So I went and spent, you know, $1,400, you know what I mean, on some equipment on one drum machine, and he ain't touch it.
Wow.
So you got to keep in mind, at that point, I was dead broke. Like, I was working two jobs, you know what I mean? I was like, shit, $1,400, I got to make some use out of this stuff. So I just got on it and started using it myself, and that was really how I got into it. It was all because he didn't want to use the equipment. He kind of bailed out on me at the last minute. That's really how
it started.
If
somebody has the show going on speaker, please take it on speaker because it causes one hell of a playback right now.
You know, that's somebody texting.
Yeah, somebody texting.
Okay, if you're texting, stop.
Somebody's going
texting
in, too.
That's probably it.
Like, sir, they texted the whole fucking dictionary. Like, come on, chill.
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
Like,
we hear all the vowels and all that good shit. Chill. We hear everything. We hear what you're doing.
It sounds like
you can't text your boy on the low because we hear that shit. And I'm putting it on blast. You can't hide it or nothing.
Come
so
over, the radio show is almost over.
And also, yeah, we're about to end the show anyway. So say it for like 12 minutes. What the fuck is wrong with you? Chill. But one thing I'm throwing out there, it's been released to the internet, those who are what's that show called? Jersey Shore fans. Jay Wild got some real racy, crazy pictures out on the internet.
I don't even watch this.
Now this question's for Days, Donnell Wright, number one producer. Something went around today saying that Facebook will be shutting down in March 15th, but due to the diligence of Lady Steele, shout to Lady Steele, that's not the case. But if Facebook was to shut down, what would you do? How you surviving, man? Like, how you getting your name out? How you networking without Facebook?
Darnell, can I go first? Because I know what they're going to be funny.
Go ahead. Mine's an easy answer. I got an easy answer for that one.
I'm going to be real with you. Like, I won't be too mad because I won't have to see all these chicks posting pics of their ugly-ass kids up no more.
Thank you. Do you know I got in trouble because I stopped? Whatever. People got mad at me because I'm like, kids are ugly, and some babies are, too.
That's awful.
That's true. I co-sign that right there.
That's awful.
No, it's true, and it's real.
That's awful. That's true. That's the absolute truth. I co-sign
part of life.
I'm there motherfucking with a pen. I co-sign that right there. That's the kind of shit when you see an ugly baby and you be like, oh, look at him, and you never finish the statement. You just fucking stop right there. Oh, look at him. And everybody just looks. They'll never say, you know, he's beautiful or cute. Oh, look at him at the end. Those are those kind of shits. That's how you do babies. That's how I do. I'd be like, oh,
and I'd rather you just say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, you gotta say something because they'd be like, look, my baby's here. Then you'd be like, oh, hey, little man, hey. That's it.
You know what I say, Darnell? I say the kids are precious because they are precious.
Yeah, it looks just like
you'd be like, oh, so precious. You know what I mean? Like, not so cute because that motherfucker look like Yoda in it.
Some of them look like old men, yeah. Some of them look old as hell already and stressed. Like, they've been divorced twice. Like,
damn,
they took a bottle down.
Oh,
like,
wow. Drinking Four Locals and shit.
See, I don't have kids, so I rat on kids all the time. Fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm
taking
no kids.
That's why I do it,
day.
Too, because I don't have them.
I got a daughter. My daughter's cute as hell, so I don't give a damn. My daughter's on she's on my default. It's me, as far as me and Facebook, if Facebook fucking died tonight, right on, fuck, what is it, 12:47? If it died at 12:48, I would still be on this phone like, hey, the Jets won today. That's how much I don't like Facebook. I do not give a flying fuck about Facebook at all. I don't like the fact that niggas be trying to poke me. I fucking despise that shit. That shit, I don't feel comfortable even talking about that part.
Right.
I don't like the fact that people that I didn't like in school want to be friends now. I didn't like y'all niggas then. I don't like you now.
There you go.
The fact that, you know, people be stalking you. If you hit older post on anybody's page, you're a fucking stalker. You should never have to hit older post on anybody's page. You don't need to read what somebody wrote 5 days ago. Fuck you. So if Facebook went down right today at 12:49, I would motherfucking be right on Twitter.
In the building.
I would be on Twitter talking about fuck Facebook. I'm glad that shit is down. That's how I would be doing it. That's how I feel about Facebook. I never liked it. Only reason I got my Facebook open, and I'm probably like a lot of people, the only reason I got Facebook open is because it holds more pictures than Twitter. That is it. That is the only reason that I am on Facebook. And because I can find old chicks that I beat, and maybe I can beat again. Just maybe there's a slight chance that I might be able to beat again if we fucking become Facebook friends. That's it.
That's the realest shit I ever heard.
That's real.
I know.
That
I
is real.
I can't get no realer than that.
That is real.
That is the real.
That is, if
they
a guy.
Out where you at, son.
If a guy hits you up, if a female and you're on Facebook and a guy hits you up talking about, oh, what's good? How you doing? I was looking. That nigga beat before and he's the fucking
chill,
playing.
Chill, chill. So you ever see this the way you get
no, enlighten me because I wish I got messages like that. They don't hit me up and ask me that. They hit me up like, yo, Ma, when am I going to eat that pussy? Like,
oh,
I get those messages.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on, son. You know, I said that the other day on Twitter. I said guys that say, I said guys that say to a girl, let me eat that pussy, is that's the new let me put the head in. That's because
because
when you're saying let me eat it out, it's like, oh, I hope she gets hot enough where she says, oh, let me put it in. It's cool.
That doesn't happen, because you could finish and it's like, okay, your code is right there.
Nah, but he at least seen you naked. That's what guys think, man.
You're naked.
Yeah,
your face
like,
looks like a glazed donut now. That's not my problem.
Nah,
wow.
What the hell?
You got to think like a guy.
Wait. 9195, I'm letting you back in. I know this is Miss Mandy. Miss Mandy, what's popping? I know Miss Mandy, she got quiet. What the hell? She's in bed.
She gonna go. Come on.
Somebody
eating pussy right now. What the fuck?
That's what's going on, right? Somebody get pussy on radio and ask what's going on, son.
Somebody called in and was like, this is how you do it.
Good word.
Like,
one more question. This is what I do on a Saturday night. But anyway, please, let the people know how they get in contact with you. Twitter, Facebook, MySpace.
Oh.
Let them know how they get in contact with you.
I pretty much got the internet locked down. So if you Google Darnell Wright, you'll hit my Facebook. Like I got Darnell Wright on Facebook. I got Darnell Wright on Twitter. If you're in the Stone Ages, I still got my Darnell Wright on MySpace, but I will not respond because I have no idea what the fuck MySpace is doing. Anything like
MySpace is fucking rotting away and collecting dust.
Son, I have no idea what's going on.
No, it's a new world.
Yo, I got on the other day and I was like, what is this? I don't know what is this. This is so different.
New world.
My YouTube is Darnell Wright, so everything is Darnell Wright pretty much. You Google me, everything will come up. My interviews, my blogs, every single thing will come up.
Okay. So for 2011, what are we seeing from, what are we seeing from Darnell Wright?
My Twitter.
Are we just going to see him talking shit on Twitter? Or are we going to see him on HBO special? We going to see him on Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out? Like, what are we going to see from Darnell Wright in 2011?
In the 2011, you're going to see me definitely in a bunch of colleges. I'm going to do the same thing I did in 2010. I'm going to hit up all the colleges. I'm going to hit up all the cities. I hit up, 50 states? It's 50 states. I hit about 27 states last year. So I'm trying to outdo that. If I can hit up everything. I'm not hitting up fuck you Maine and fuck you Alaska. I'm sorry. Y'all niggas will never see me. But everybody else, you got a shot to see me this year. And on Twitter, you pretty much, if you follow me, I'm guaranteeing you a good time. Man. I get on every day. I give you some laughter. I'm guaranteed. If you follow me, you're guaranteed to have a good time. It's better than watching TV. Fuck all that. That's what I say when you follow me.
Straight up and down there, and fuck the rest of the bullshit. Even if he don't follow you back, you'll still have a good time fucking with Darnell Wright. Number one producer, man, what's new for you in 2011?
Well, right now I got a record that's bubbling under, that's underground. We actually, Wayne came through to Chicago and recorded on that motherfucker on 30. So Wayne gonna be on that.
Now you know this is real underground, because as soon as he started talking about that shit, he got real low talking about.
Yeah, we walking around this. So,
but Wayne is on that bitch. He recorded on there on the 30th. We got your boy Mickey Halstead from Chi-Town. We got Camilla Sumner. She was on joints with Kanye West and No ID. And the record is called The Ghetto. So it should be dropping in February sometime. But that's a big shit that I got popping on 2011. And I'm just glad that I could finally get a record with my name on it, with a star on it. Like, that's what I've been fighting for, like, since 96. So, thank God for that.
That's what's up. As long as you're getting that notoriety, you're getting out there, that's what's up. Because I know some people, they take them, like, 5, 6, up to 10 years until they get noticed. You know what I'm saying? So, you can do within that time, definitely have respected. Days, yo, what's good? 2011, besides the mixtape, besides the EP, what's next in the path? Like, the fuck, you gonna be in some music videos? You gonna be out there
You're going to do a movie? What's up? What are you doing?
Shows,
what are you doing next?
Shows,
what's next?
Shows, and more shows. I'm going to hit up the whole East Coast. Starting from Maine. Sorry, brother. But, you know, working my way down to Florida. And, you know, hit up colleges as well. And, you know, start from there. But basically everything.
So you have to get a college tour going and everything like that?
Yeah, yeah. I got a few other, you know, people in my network. We're going to get together and make some things pop off for 2011. You know, got some videos on the way. I already told you about that, the I'm Ill. So, you know, just everything you can find out at JizzyWorldwide.com. You know, all my contact info is in there. Twitter, all that. All
right. Well, straight up, well, we got what? 4 minutes left for showtime. So this time I'm going to let everybody get the info out, the Twitters, all that, the Facebooks, the MySpaces, you know, all that good stuff. I'm going to, of course, start with the artist of the night, Days. Yo, Days, thanks so much. You coming through, blazing the spot, giving me dope shit.
Thanks,
it's been like, let me see, the first time in maybe 3 weeks, every song has been crack. Know what I'm saying? Of course, Lady Stuff should get definitely feedback on that, but as far as I know, this is one of the shows every song has been fucking hot.
Yeah. You got to download that mixtape, man.
Definitely mashed up. She's going now.
25 joints there.
That's like 75, 100 right there. But definitely let the people know if they want to contact you, book you, how can they do that?
Well, basically, to get in contact with me the quickest is jizzyworldwide.com. That's the easiest, the most convenient way to get in contact with me. The direct email to my offices, the people that will handle and get in contact with me ASAP. And that's how we work, basically from the website, jizzyworldwide.com. Everything's there, the Twitter, the Facebook, the MySpace, all that. So basically,
jizzyworldwide.com. So definitely everybody check him out, gsdworldwide.com. Check him out. Download the motherfucking album, man. Download the mixtape. This shit is
state of confusion. Crazy.
I played tracks on the show tonight, so you already know this is no bullshit. I'm not trying to trick y'all. This is some hot shit. So definitely check it out. Don, all right, man. Let the people know. How can they find you? Where will you be next?
You can catch me. Tomorrow, shit. If you're in New York and you're not doing anything, 53rd Street, 8th and 9th, 8:30, Broadway Comedy Club. I'll be down there. Again, I'll probably get on until 9, but just chill out. I'll be there. You can hit me. Actually, I'm going to be on tour with the Reckless Promotion. It's me, Devin the Poet. I'm not sure if you know. He's a real good guy, man. My right hand man, no homo. And Jesse Boykins the Third. I don't know if he's a great artist. Also, you can catch me on Twitter, Facebook, obviously MySpace, but everything, YouTube. You can check out my YouTube, everything. If you Google me, Darnell Wright, all one word, everything will come up, every single thing. So my blogs, my interviews that I've had with other things, my humor mill, everything, magazine stuff, everything will come up. So if you just Google Darnell Wright, you'll find me everywhere. But Twitter is probably the easiest way to just hit me up and we'll connect like that.
Reckless Promotions.com.
How can we get you? Initiating shutdown sequence.
Yeah, y'all still there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We got you. Number one producer, how can we get you, man?
Yeah, I'm just catch me on Twitter, man, at number one producer. And, you know, that's NUMBER, the number one, then spell out producer. And then that's where you can get me at. All right,
so definitely most step. Check with us next week. Of course, we got more madness, more craziness, more wildness, you know, pregame radio. That's just how we do. We just bug the fuck out. So tune in with us next week, and we'll be here. I'm going to leave you guys actually with some Days, man. I'm ill. We're getting the fuck up out of here. Because I'm ill, hope you guys have a good night. Be safe. If no one else knows and no one believes in you, I believe in you. You dig what I'm saying? So you guys have a good night. Days. Darnell Wright, no more producer. Good looking out for coming through tonight. I appreciate it. And we'll be back next week in 7 days with Pregame Radio. And I'll see y'all in a little bit. Peace.
Peace,
y'all. Peace out.
pulling the trigger. I'm sicker than an alcoholic fiending for a liquor. I'm staring to the mirror and I see the realest nigga. Hip hop future, it's me, go figure. I needed something new, so I came through with the medicine. Got a dope flow, one dose to kill an elephant. Got the potency of a scorpion on my nemesis. Tired of rap that keeps distorting my intelligence. Better step it up, give it up. And look the other way, I place hip hop in a coma. Woke him up today, living a miracle. Spiritual individuals, fitting lyrical syllables. My condition is critical, career's at its pinnacle. Now it's time that I finish you. Pull it to the head, execution inside the living room. This be your conditional love, or the ridicule. They told me do it for the world, cause the world's feeling you.
I'm ill. I'm ill, I'm ill,
ra, ra.
I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill,
ra, ra.
Motherfucker, I'm ill, the fucker, I'm ill, the fucker, I'm ill,
ra, ra.
I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill,
ra, ra. Now what is hip hop, something that I admire? Hearing the words flow, cause lyrically I'm on fire. Steven Russell Goliath, I'm going after the highest. Knowing that I'm a triumph, if not, it's all a riot. Imagination first, but now it's like a curse. All these rap crash dummies, now the situation's worse. Now I never get a deal, fuck it, that's how I work. Recording how I feel, how I live on every verse. If you like it, then you take it. If you love it, then embrace it. I keep it real, allergic to that fake shit. This is something sacred. Hip-hop for me is amazing. You get your voice heard through the nations. Yes, it's my first love, ever since we first hugged. Think it's the music, considered it my first drug. Holy matrimony, never think I would divorce her. Step two was part, till then, I'm the enforcer.
I'm ill.